The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is on a mission to get every eligible person in the region vaccinated against COVID-19 as soon as possible. YKHC opened vaccinations to the general population in mid-January. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's lead infectious disease expert, told the New York Times that from 70 to 90% of the U.S. population will need to be vaccinated against COVID to stop the virus's transmission. But under current guidelines, a large portion of the population is too young to receive a vaccine. The two vaccines with emergency use authorization in the U.S. are not approved for children. The Pfizer vaccine is approved for people age 16 and older, the Moderna vaccine for people age 18 and older. According to U.S. Census data, about a quarter of both the nation's and Alaska's population is too young to be vaccinated. And that percentage of young people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is even higher. It's nearly 40% of the region's population. The percentage varies from village to village. Dr. Ellen Hodges, chief of staff for YKHC, says in some communities, half the population is too young for vaccination. But that could change in the coming months. Both Moderna and Pfizer have begun clinical trials to test their COVID vaccines in children. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.